I thought it was just dinner. Silly me. I mean, come on. I was knowingly engaging with a dominant woman who had a reputation in the community for the unexpected. Not non-negotiated or non-consensual, just unexpected. We'd already completed the negotiation stage. She knew my hard limits, and I trusted her not to cross them. She also had a reputation for holding hard limits sacred, which was reassuring. You see, I thrive on the unexpected. That's the ultimate release of control for me, not knowing what will happen next. Total turn-on. So on the face of it, we seemed to be a good match in that regard. "Meet me at the Blue Agave at 8 p.m., she'd said the last time we talked. "Yes, ma'am." I walked in the door of the restaurant exactly on time. This was not a woman you were late with. She was already seated in a corner booth, the only reasonable choice for a couple of kinky people on the verge of enjoying some sort of shenanigans together. I couldn't wait to see how the evening progressed. I bent to kiss her cheek and greet her. She took my hand and pulled me down onto the seat next to her. None of this sitting across the table stuff, apparently. "Hey, handsome. Margarita?" Sure. She signaled the waitress from across the room, who was apparently already clued into the situation. Post-haste, a margarita appeared in front of me, and I reached for it. She stopped me with a hand on my wrist. "You need to earn that, handsome." I looked at her questioningly. "Okay, tell me how, ma'am." She handed me a small paper bag. I took the bag and started to open it. "No." The word was spoken softly, but brooked no refusal. "Off to the bathroom with you. You'll know what to do." "Yes, ma'am." It felt weird to be carrying a paper bag to the restroom, but I doubt if anyone noticed. The restroom, thankfully, was a single, so no one would be in there with me. I locked the door and opened the bag. A butt plug and a packet of lube. Damn, this woman didn't mess around. I quickly took a pee and then worked the plug into my ass without too much difficulty, aware that people could be waiting for me to finish. It had a nice thin neck, so it was going to be no problem to keep it inside me. It was a good size and felt great in my ass. Paper bag and lube packet in the trash, and I was ready to head back to the table. I clenched my ass around the plug and enjoyed the feel of it for a moment before opening the door. I turned the lock and walked out. There was a guy standing there waiting. Big, muscular, tight t-shirt. I nodded at him and met eyes with her just as I walked by him. I saw her raise her hand in my direction, and the next thing I knew, the plug was buzzing in my ass. It was so unexpected, it almost brought me to my knees, and the buff dude caught my arm and helped me stay on my feet. "Hey, you okay?" He kept hold of my arm as he asked the question, just in case. I regained control and wondered if he could hear the plug buzzing. I was pretty sure it was silent, but it was hard to tell in the noisy restaurant. "Yeah, I'm good, thank you," I smiled tightly. "Excuse me." He let my arm go as he saw me straighten up. "No worries, dude, have a good night." I nodded at him and went back to the booth, sliding in next to her. "Jesus," I sputtered, and she laughed, turning the plug off with the remote in her hand. "So now you can drink that margarita." There was glee in her voice, I swear. "You've earned it." I took a deep breath and reached for the drink. I could do this. I could. No matter what this woman threw at me, I could take it. Right before my hand touched the drink, she reached over and turned my chin towards her, and then slid her fingers up into my hair, pulling me close. Kissing side by side in a booth is not optimum positioning, but she made it feel easy. She turned towards me and slipped one knee between my legs, pressing against my crotch, locking her lips with mine. The plug vibrated in my ass again, and I positively squirmed, not away from her, but towards this teasing creature of the unexpected, this woman with wild ideas of what was permissible in a public restaurant. I didn't need much encouragement before I had a raging hard-on under the table, underneath her knee. I pushed my cock against her and got lost in our kissing, until the plug turned off. At that point, my cock was simply a thing of painful desire. She backed off and sat next to me, her eyes sparkling. The waitress magically appeared in that moment, and the controller of my butt plug ordered us some nachos. I was fine with that. I hadn't seen a menu, didn't care what was on it, and was there for one reason. Because she was there. She was there to see me, play with me, fuck with me, and I was all in. Her hand never left my cock. Even though we weren't kissing anymore, even though the nachos appeared in front of us, and even though I was halfway through my margarita, her hand never left my cock. She wasn't just resting it there. She was stroking me through my jeans, seriously stroking me, like in a way that would absolutely make me come if she didn't stop. I squirmed underneath her touch, trying to keep all this action clandestine, but almost to the point of not caring. We ate about half of the nachos. I finished my drink. The plug in my ass buzzed sporadically, mostly at times I least expected it. I lost track of time and didn't care that I had. I was totally focused on her. She had me walk her to her car, parked in a dark corner of the parking lot. No surprise there. In between the cars, she had my jeans down to my knees, her hand gripping my cock hard, while she kissed me and the plug did its magic. I was so close to coming, so many times, so close. My breath would quicken and I'd moan, and she'd lighten her touch or slow down her strokes, just enough so I never got there. Finally, she kissed me long and slow, melding with me, matching my desire and fanning my flames of need. Then, she got in her car and drove away with a promise of further contact. The plug was still in my ass, a reminder of her presence, or the lack of it, now. I pulled up my jeans, got in my car, and headed home. I thought about how big of a load I was going to have when I finally found release, with my hand wrapped around my cock, laying in my own bed, wishing she was there with me. My phone buzzed. I read the text. "No orgasms tonight, handsome. Call me tomorrow night, and we'll talk about it more. You need to earn it." Fuck! I squirmed in the seat on my truck. Shit! Wow! I was all in. So this can be a study of negotiated boundaries. Clearly, this couple negotiated some consensual boundaries ahead of time so that she knew his hard limits and he trusted her not to cross them. But what's delightfully clear between this couple is that the unexpected works both ways. She loves to give it, he loves to receive it. This is also a story that teaches about how you need to be careful pushing boundaries in public places. You need to make sure you are not inflicting your kink on people who have not consensually agreed to be inflicted with your kink. So clandestine is important, keeping hidden is important, but at the same time, you can ride that line of maybe kissing in public, smooching a little bit, touching each other, ideally with a restaurant table with a long tablecloth. I hope you enjoyed this. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.